Good morning. Welcome to Back to the Book broadcast. Again, we're grateful to be here on this Sunday morning and try to bring to you once again the Word of God from God's precious Word. And I trust you're getting ready now to be in the house of God today. If you're a Christian, you know your obligation, your duty is to be there in the house of God and back in everything that's going on and be there for Sunday school and church and throughout the day. And we invite you to come to be with us here where our members at in Mountain View Baptist Church. You're in Tryon. We urge you to come be with us today. Sunday school begins at 10 o'clock. Worship 10:45 and then back at evening service at 5 o'clock on Sunday. And then, of course, a midweek prayer meeting on 7 o'clock on Wednesday. And we invite you to come to be with us in the house of God today and worship the Lord with us. And if you're not saved, you're not right with God, we got altars that you can talk to God on and talk to God about your life. And He made a promise in the Word of God, if we confess our sins, He's faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. We've got that promise today. We've got that peace. We've got that powerful intercession that Jesus does for us. And so we thank God for that. You come today. Be in church this morning. Want to send it out to the shut-ins, those that's not able to be in the house of God today. Trust it'll be a blessing to you. I know there's been lots of sickness in the churches around the communities. There's a lot of sickness going on in this time of year. But we're grateful we've got a God that knows, and we've got a God that's able to do abundantly above all that we could ask or even think about. And He can heal, He can touch, He can give grace. And He don't choose to heal all the time, but He does give grace all the time. He does promise that. His grace is sufficient, always enough. You'll never run out of the grace of God because He's got plenty where He has come from. So it's good to be here this morning. Thank you for taking time. You be in church now. Get ready. Get up from there. Get your clothes on. Get ready to go to the house of God. Be there on time this morning. Pray for the preaching. And we invite you to come be with us today. We're going to go to the Lord in prayer. We want to pray for your needs and pray for all these requests. People that needs help, needs prayer this morning, want to remember them when we pray. Father in heavens, we bow in your divine presence. We're so grateful to you, Lord, that we've been able to come to the throne room this morning through the precious blood of Christ, having access by faith and talking to you this morning. Father, bringing to you these needs and these hearts that are hurting this morning, these that are sick and suffering, those that are not able to go to the house of God. And they live through that disappointment many times each week. I pray, God, you'd help them this morning, that you put your healing hand upon your children, and that you'd heal them today according to your will. I touch the sinner's heart, bring conviction where it's needed. Lord, that some precious soul might see their need of a Savior this morning. This would be the time, the day, the hour, they'll turn their heart and their life over to the Lord Jesus Christ. Have your way in everything that's done. God, we'll honor you and we'll praise you and we'll love you for all that you do. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. All right, we're going to have some songs this morning. Hope it'll be a blessing to your heart today, be an uplift to you, encouragement to you this morning. And so you listen now as they sing. Church Trio sang this morning, I trust it'll be a blessing to you.
Place to call home. I and make church laugh like angels do me. And make church laugh like angels do me. And it seems to be coming from from over the sea. And I never heard such sweet harmony. And it sure sounds like angels to me. And I
amen. Well, I'm telling you, it's a real place over there. We're blessed to be a child of God. Amen. We got a home. Amen. We got a way to get there. Now, one day the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. And thank God for that. And then the Bible said, while we're here, angels can camp round about them that love him. We've got something watching over us today, the sweet Holy Spirit within us. And God in heaven looking over us, Jesus Christ within us. I praise God for his presence today. It's good to be saved. This morning there's a whole lot to being saved. It's simple to get in. It's simple to believe, repent, and accept him as Savior and Lord. Boy, I'm telling you, when you get in, there's a whole lot to what God's done for us. Amen. And we're never alone again. Never will walk by ourselves anymore. He said, lo, I'm with you all the way even to the end of the world. And then he said, while we're walking in this life, he said, casting all your care upon me, for I care for you. And we've got somebody to take care of our burdens, our cares that we're faced with every day, somebody to walk with us, sweet Holy Spirit within to comfort us, and we're blessed of God. Amen. And somebody said, don't pay to be a Christian. Boy, I'm telling you, it pays not. It pays to be a child of God. Amen. It don't pay to not be a Christian, that's for sure. We got everything God's got for us today. And then I tell you, one of these days, I have not seen, there have not heard, neither is entered into the heart of man the things that God has prepared for them that love him. And then there's a place we're going to. Amen. God himself shall be there and with us and be our God. And we're going to be with him forever and forever and forever. Thank God for that. Good to be saved this morning. Amen. If you're not a Christian, you're missing out on the best thing in the world that you could have, is being a child of God. Amen. If any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things are passed away, and behold, all things have become new. And amen. God changes hearts. He changes lives. He puts within us the sweet Holy Spirit. And he said, just cast your care upon me, for I care for you. So whatever you're faced with today, get it to the Lord. Amen. He'll help you with whatever it is today. So it's good to be saved this morning. Good to be a child of God in these last days. We've been talking to the book of Daniel last week. We talked about Daniel, of course, a great man of God that God in his day, and greatly used the Lord because simply he followed the Lord, he loved his Lord, and he stayed with his God. And praise God for Daniel. Amen. Jesus loved him, made references to him. And brother, I'm telling you, he's a wonderful man of God. And he's only that because he was a child of God. He was subject to things like we are. He had opportunities and had misfortunes to sin. And just like all of us do, but I'm glad there's an access to God through Jesus Christ today. And if we will come to him confessing them, he said he'd forgive. Thank God. So we can make it this morning. We can make it. You say, well, I don't know about this Christian life. I don't believe I could live it. No, you can't live it. Like I told a fellow one time, he said, I'd get saved. Don't think I could live it. I said, you can't live it. But I said, that's within you will live for him. As Christ in me, the hope of glory. Amen. God indwells us with the sweet Holy Spirit. The Lord Jesus Christ is within us, and the Spirit of God's leading us and teaching us a day until we can live for the Lord. Amen. You'll fail and you'll falter along the way, but you get up and confess it to God. Just keep on going for God and forsake that sin. And brother, he'll give you peace and grace. So Daniel purposed in his heart, and there in Daniel chapter 1, verse 8, he purposed in his heart that he would not defile himself with a portion of the king's meat and the wine that he drank. He determined he wouldn't do what they were doing around him. How many folk today has given over and given in? How many today has started their social drinking and sipping their wine and guzzling their beer because they say there's nothing wrong with it? They say it's took care of through grace. But the Bible simply tells us to forsake our sin and to walk with God, and he'll certainly bless us today. So it's good to be able to look at these men. Daniel purposed in his heart and that he would not defile himself. And so Daniel continued because of his godly heritage. We covered that on last week. He had a godly heritage. He was one that was greatly used in his day, just a boy. But it was raised in the things of God, and it began in his heart. Amen. He purposed in his heart. Yeah, you got to have a heart for serving God. He purposed in his heart that he wouldn't defile himself with that portion of the king's meat. And of course, it manifested itself in his lifestyle. Brother, he would not participate in what they were doing in spite of everything else that was going on. It showed in his separation. Amen. He separated himself. He had determined and he made arrangements that he be tried to show that it paid to live for God. And in verse 11 and 12, when he said to Melzar, whom the prince of the eunuchs had been put over him, he said, prove thy servants, I beseech thee, 10 days and give them and give us pulse to eat and water to drink. You try us for 10 days and see if we're not fatter in appearance and better off than we was when we started just by eating what we want to eat and forsake him the things around us. We think today, and just because of folks in this world, just because there's so much sin around that we can partake of it and get by with it. No, my friend, listen, Daniel continued because, hey, brother, he had a heart for God, his godly heritage, some things that we put inside of him that helped him along the way and influenced him to stay with his Lord. Amen. And so he continued because of that. He continued. Continue because that he exercised his true worship. He was worshiping the Lord God of heaven. In chapter 3, the Bible tells us he worshiped God. Amen. That was his desire to stay with his Lord. And that, listen, and not only that, but he had a dedication to prayer. In chapter 5, brother, he prayed. He believed and prayed. He sought the face of God. Brother Daniel sought the face of God about everything that was going on in his his life there. He prayed. And brother, it don't take much time to come apart and bow your knee before the Lord and find some direction about the things that you're facing today. Now, Daniel continued because he had a prayer life. He could pray. He could talk to God. Listen, Daniel faced these things just like you and I face in our Christian life. And today, Daniel, of course, faced loneliness comparing the other young people there that was going through these things. And they give over and they was partaking of the king's meat and they were drinking the king's wine. But Daniel did not. And that the three Hebrew children, thank God, they stayed with the Lord. And so they... they determined that they was, even though it might be lonely what they were doing, even though they may be shunned by those around them and that would not have fellowship with them, they were just like you are in the world today. But if you live for God, there'll not be too many around you as friends that will stand with you and stay with you and partake like you're partaking, my friend. But listen, there's greater things than popularity to this world system today. And brother, there's peace with God. There's fellowship with God. And brother, there's worship we have in Him. And the times we spend in prayer talking to God. So Daniel, listen, Daniel, brother, faced loneliness in his life. And that you're going to face that if you'll stand with God and you'll stay with the Lord, you'll get lonely sometimes. It'll seem like sometimes you're standing by yourself, but somewhere in the shadows, Jesus will be there. And brother, He'll be there to help you and to cast your care upon Him because He cared for you. He cares when we're lonely. He cares when we're unpopular in the things of this world. He cares, my friend. Daniel faced disappointment. Oh, yes, he faced disappointment. I'm telling you, he's disappointed because of the things was happening around him and because everybody else was doing things. And so there was disappointment. There was fear. He faced fear. Amen. Daniel, of course, was fearful in many things that he'd done. You read about Daniel of the lion's den. Do you think a person within the flesh, brother, could not walk into that lion's den with a certain element of fear in their hearts and lives as they putting their trust in the Lord to take care of them? Daniel experienced that, brother. He had fear in his life. But listen, there's things in our life today that we can overcome by the grace of God because the Lord is with us. Perfect love casteth out all fear. He loved his Lord above everything else, and the eternal in his heart that he would not defile himself. And brother, when he faced the lion's den, there was a conquering of that fear in his life. And brother, he slept through the night. And brother, woke up the next morning, and the king was there to get him out. And brother, I'm telling you, there was a fear in his life, but it overcame that fear because of the grace of God. And greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. And so Daniel, listen, Daniel, I faced that fear in his life, his disappointment about watching others walk away from the Lord, about watching others stay in the things of this world, a disappointment in friends and disappointment in family. My friend, when they fail to walk with God, I take a child of God today as they try and they struggle to stay with the Lord and face all these things that they have to say no to and have to keep themselves separate from. Come out from among them, be a separate, saith the Lord, and I'll be to you a father, and you'll be to me a son. I'm telling you, brother, when we go through those things and the disappointment and seeing those that we love participating of the things of this world and giving over to the things of this world, and that, brother, we had disappointment arises in our lives and we're disappointed in them. He faced that same disappointment because of his friends and because of those of his family, no doubt, that was taken captive at the same time, the friends of his and all those young folks that was there and that refused to stay where Daniel did and to walk like Daniel walked and to stay where Daniel stayed, brother, and he disappointed in them because they failed to do that and walked away from him and away from the things of God. But I'm telling you, Brother Daniel continued even in the first year of King Cyrus. His career, his life was spent mostly in the land of Babylon there. And Brother, and he lived there, and God blessed him and God used him. And Brother is a witness of the Lord God in that land. And there was a light shining in that land that day because Daniel and Shadrach and Meshach and Abednego was there. There were some lights that were shining in that land. Let your light so shine before men that they might see your good, your Father which is in heaven, and by your good works you can show others what the Lord is like. Amen. And so Daniel stayed with his Lord, and Daniel continued, my friend, listen. And the blessing of it is, brother, year by year went by, month by month went by, a decade after decade went by, and Daniel continued, and Daniel continued. Are you continuing today? Are you staying with the Lord today? Have you compromised and getting away from the Lord and the things of God? Have you failed to stand with Him and to stay with Him and to stay in your Bible and to stay right with God and raise your family like it ought to be, and to remind your parents like you ought to, and stay in the house of God where God is worshipped in spirit and in truth. There's a lot of changes being made in Daniel's day. There was so much change going on, but Daniel did not change. Amen. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego did not change, my friend. They stood strong for the glory of God. They stood strong for their God of heaven, and they stayed with Him. And because of that, God blessed them in the land where they were. Listen, it may not be very good where you're at spiritually and physically, and it's not good in the land today. But the things are going on all around us. It's pulling at every child of God and trying to get us to falter and to compromise and to walk away from God. But praise God, there's peace with God as we take a stand for the Lord Jesus Christ. Stay with Him. Continue. Stay with the Lord. Stay where God is. Stay where the church is. Stay with the house of God. So many are getting out of church today, walking away from the house of God. Yet, brother, there's grace to stay with Him. There's peace to stay with Him. There's fellowship to stay with Him. And brother, God honors those that honors Him. And He'll give you enough grace to walk with God the rest of your life. Getting the house of God where you ought to be. Somebody out there this morning, you've forsaken the house of God, and you walked away from the blessings of God upon your life. You've forsaken the Word of God, and you've turned and walked away, and you're miserable today. Turn and walk with God. Confess your sin before the Lord. Get it right with Him. And He said, if you'll confess that thing to me, I'll forgive you. And He said, go and sin no more. Stay with the Lord. There's so many that's turned aside today. But listen, God wants you to be like Daniel. Continue in the things of God, because God needs us. He needs you to be a light in the sinful world that we're living in today. Oh, yes, it's sinful. It's wicked everywhere. And brother, everything is going on today. The days of Sodom and Gomorrah is upon us. And my friend, everything around us is going on in sin and depravity. But my friend, listen, there's a blessing in staying with the Lord and staying with the God of heaven and letting God help you and let God use you and show you what it is to stay with Him. All the blessings of staying with the Lord. Thank God there's blessings today. God will bless you. God will honor you. God will help you and you to stay with the Lord. Get back in the house of God. Somebody ought to get in church today. Somebody ought to be worshiping God this morning. I've just been out of church a long time. You ought to get back in the house of God today and let God bless you. He will forgive you. He will cleanse you. He will stay with you and help you along the way. God help you is our prayer until next Sunday. May God bless you. Amen. Amen.